what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal.
It's the worst. Oh, my favorite. Tuesday night here on the download. So excited to complain about the worst things in society for prizes. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got great prizes tonight. Mike, Burke, you're going to love this, okay? Listen to this. We've got tickets to Air Supply.
Wow.
Yeah, no big deal.
No.
With Blood, Sweat, and Tears opening up for them. This is on July 16th.
What year is it?
This is 2016, man. That's what makes it so good.
I love it.
You went and saw this in like, yeah, if you went to 1981, you'd be like, eh, those has-beens. 2016, you're like, yeah.
Still doing it, huh?
A MyPillow. So you can get a pillow. If you come up with one of the top three worsts tonight, you get a pillow. How cool is that?
Those pillows are supposed to be fantastic.
Well, more, I mean, just the idea that you're like, yeah, I call into a radio show and I text in that I didn't like, you know, lane changes and I got a pillow. That's pretty cool, right?
I got a nice pillow out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And the number one prize tonight, a pair of tickets to the 9th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good
right?
time.
That's a good prize.
Mike
yeah.
Makings, Blake Burkhart in studio. How are you guys? Good to see you. Mike's open. He is hosting the open mic on Wednesday nights at the Comedy Bar. He's also got a couple other hosts. Jobs coming up here at the Comedy Bar in July. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
How
good
are you?
Good to see you. I am well. Thank
good.
You for having me again.
Blake, good to see you, my friend. Burke. I don't know why am
That's
I calling
nickname
you
nickname of sorts, yeah.
It's all right.
You can call me Burke.
Yeah, we'll call you Burke. Okay. Comedians You Should Know, that's a good show, every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock at Timothy O'Toole's over here right at Fairbanks in Ontario, and going to be at Andorka's Comedy Review every second Friday at 8 o'clock. That's in Dorcas in Pilsen. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, great to be
all
here.
All right, let's get to it. And, of course, Pete Zimmerman is here. He usually starts us off. He's already on the phone. People are calling in. So why don't we start with text real quick. 414 says, the worst is when my coworker called my new hot rod the midlife crisis mobile.
That's a very personal worst.
So like, it's the worst, man. I bought this Corvette.
Yeah.
Not having a midlife crisis.
It's a rude neighbor, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pete Zimmerman is free. I want Pete to start us off tonight, as always. Pete, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Do you know what the worst is?
What's
Do you know
worst?
What's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Logging in.
Right. That's so true.
Logging in
any
is the
situation
worst.
And when you have to log in.
And now that I, you know, if you hadn't heard the, I lost my credit card. And my credit card, of course, is now attached to things.
Right.
So sure. Now today I'm all day trying to, what is my Ventra password?
Yep.
I have no idea what that is.
I just went through that. My credit card expired. And I swear I have so many accounts linked to nothing. Where I'm like, what's your account? I don't know what my account is. What's your username? I don't know what my username is. None of this stuff works. So I'm just going to let it expire, see what happens. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Well, this one's a good one for Chicago. I think the worst is seeing Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah in Knicks hats.
Oh, that is the worst. That's terrible. And the Noah Instagram. Did you see that
the
one?
Selfie?
Where he's got a selfie and the Knicks hat on?
Yeah.
That was one where I was like, all right, man,
all
enough.
Right.
This is I'm going to unfollow this dude. The worst is following an athlete on Instagram. It's kind of the worst. I have a great Joakim Noah story real quick.
Sweet.
And I don't know if it's real. It's one of these. It's like the Jay Cutler don't care. Ever heard that one?
No.
That's a good one, too. We'll go over that one. There's always urban myths when it comes to these athletes because they party where they play, that kind of thing. So there was one time where someone told me that they went up to a party at Joakim Noah's condo in Chicago somewhere.
Yeah.
And the two women came in, and he goes, hey, you guys got booze? And they're like, oh, are we supposed to stop at the liquor store? And he's like, no, do you have booze? Like, boyfriends. I'm like, that's kind of awesome. I'm like, that's the Joakim Noah
that's great.
That I've heard. So now he's not here, I can tell people. Right?
There's Carlos Boozer on the team at that time.
You got booze? Yeah, he's in the back.
Yeah, Boozer's with us. Yeah,
we got one booze.
All right, Blake, what do you got?
Well, funny enough, I had that was my number one too. So I'll skip to another one. I don't like the Bulls in the rebuilding mode. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. John Rondo.
But I'll skip to a holiday relevant one. The worst for me is the guy that shows up at the barbecue and immediately thinks he can take over the grill. Like he's got all this experience. Oh, it doesn't matter. He's at someone else's home. And I same goes for the guy taking over the music too.
Right. Right.
Don't, don't touch that.
Don't touch that. That's
permission.
Not
That's permission.
Who would do that? I'm not a big fan of anyone. I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've shown up at someone's party and been like, "Yo, let me take over the music."
No. Right. It's their party. It's their music.
And it's somewhat of a burden, right? I mean, it's a little bit like, I mean, I guess if you're, if that's what you do, if you're a DJ or something, you would do that.
I think people just think their taste is better than the host, or they think they can grill better than the grill master. And it's like, just wait your turn.
Just wait your
turn. Know your role.
Know your role.
Yeah.
Barbecue. Sit down and
have a good time.
Right.
Eat the burger.
Eat the burger. That also goes along with some of the, there's a good one that's in 312. Hold on one second. So much that just came in, I got bounced out. That's the worst.
Got to log back in.
I got to log back in. all right. Just the boss one. All right. Here we go. 847 says, when you're trying to sleep, when your neighbor is blowing off fireworks a day late, when yesterday they were quiet.
The 5th of July fireworks.
That's the worst, right?
Yeah.
That's the worst. Like if you're blowing off fireworks now, like tonight. Like, that's when you call the cops. Like, that's when the cops are like, well, at least we're past the weekend. You know, we're past that overtime stuff. We got to go. But who's saving fireworks?
Why didn't you shoot them all off yesterday?
Right.
It was the 4th of July. That's when you shoot off all your fireworks.
If you, for some reason, had one that was in your shoe or something like that, you got to throw it in a drawer and it's got to stay till the next year.
Next year.
Or till Labor Day or when the next time.
At least, at least Labor Day.
Something where it's an approved federal holiday and not a state holiday. It's got to be a federal holiday.
Right.
No Pulaski Day fireworks.
Can't think Pulaski Day. I don't even think you can do an Arbor Day. Maybe an Arbor Day to spend. But come on, you can't do that, right? Yeah,
absolutely
it's a war. You
not.
Can't be shooting off fireworks today.
No. Nah. Seems like you should get in trouble today. I'm with you.
I mean, just by like moral code.
Right.
Forget about the cops for a second. Just the moral code that says you can't shoot off fireworks a day late.
Love thy neighbor.
Right. Yeah. All right, Pete. 312-981-7200. Let's get a phone call in. Kathy, what's the worst, Kathy?
When you're on crutches and you're in the bathroom and you really have to go. And somebody able-bodied walks out of the handicap stall.
Ooh.
Oh.
Jeez.
That's never good. Anytime. That's never good.
Did they have a stutter? Like that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode?
Stutter step, no.
No. No, that is bad, Kathy. Thanks for that. I'm not sure that...
If you're just on crutches, are you truly handicapped? You just hurt.
That's a good point. Right.
Yeah.
I mean... Unless there's like a lot that goes into going to the bathroom, maybe.
Right.
It's like a crutches thing that's more like a you're disabled as opposed to I broke my ankle.
Right. No big deal.
No big deal. But I guess I'm with you. It's debatable.
Debatable.
It's debatable. Yeah. A new segment on Wednesdays. Debatable.
Debatable.
We got Mike Makings, Blake Burkhardt. They're my guests tonight here on The Worst. 312-981-7200. We're complaining about things in society for prizes. Stay with us. It's the down low. We're playing The Worst here on Tuesday night. 312-981-7200. In studio with me, Blake Burkhardt and Mike Makings. Blake, you can find at the Comedians You Should Know, which is every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
We got a great show tomorrow if people
what do you
are
got?
Free. I'm making my debut there. Our good friend of me and Mike's, Jason Melton, is making his debut on the show.
All right.
We have Chastity Washington, Adam Burke, who I know has been on the show a lot.
Right.
Just a bunch of hilarious comedians.
That's
Danny Callis hosts. It's a great show.
We're always on the air, but I've heard great things about that show. So, also, you can check him out at Andorka's Comedy Review every second Friday at 8 o'clock at Andorka's in Pilsen. Mike Makings hosts the open mic at the Comedy Bar.
Yes, sir.
In downtown Chicago every Wednesday night. He's also a regular here on The Worst. 312-981-7200. Let's do the calls, then we'll do the text. How about that? Let's go to Ted. Ted, what's the worst, Ted?
Yeah, the worst is when you're driving alongside one of the little ladies, and she has those real dark sunglasses on, and she veers over into your lane, no turn signal, no nothing.
Yep.
And you have to slam on your brakes or whatever.
That is the worst. Bad drivers around you are the worst. Thanks for that, Ted.
Haven't we already been over the changing lanes thing?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Changing lanes are the worst. Let's go to Roseanne. Roseanne, what's the worst, Roseanne?
The worst is when you lose your money and your wallet in Wisconsin, and you come home and you tell your friends, and they tell you about the phone wallet.
The phone wallet. Oh, you mean what I did to Pete?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's true.
So he doesn't find out about it until after he has to experience the tragedy.
Well, you know what? Guys don't usually share their wallet situations with each other. Yeah. It's not something that I'm usually asking other guys. Yeah. Hey, you wear a wallet? What's your wallet situation? Your front pocket?
What kind of wallet are you packing?
I had no idea that he was essentially free carding it over there. So, but that's good. That's good. I'll remember that. Thanks, Roseanne. It is true. I don't know if you guys caught that, but Pete doesn't have a wallet. And he complains he just lost his credit card. And I'm like, well, would you lose your wallet? He's like, no, I don't have a wallet. I just have a loose credit card in my pocket.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to lose your wallet.
Yeah.
Because when you put your phone in, you pull your phone out, it pulls everything out of the pocket.
It pulls everything out.
Right. All right. 708 says, the worst is when you sit through the movie credits for a post-credit scene and there isn't one. That's so true. That's so true. That's one of my favorites right there. That to me is a front runner. There have been many a time where I'm three quarters through with my son, and I'm like, I ain't going to do nothing in this movie, man. We're just not, when you get to the point where they're doing the song credits, you're like, they ain't going to do nothing.
It's over.
Marvel ruined it.
I feel like Marvel's the only one who does it, right?
I think so, and I think that you just lose track of that. Any movie you're like, it's going to have it on there.
Yeah.
And Star Wars was one where I remember we were watching Force Awakens, and I'm like, they're not going to do it. And my son was like, yeah, they are. You know, he's 7 or 8 years old. I'm like, they're not. And I'm like, so we sat through the whole thing all the way to like the Dolby, you know, stuff at the end. Yeah. And it's nothing there. And I'm like, all right, see?
It just goes to a blue screen. Come on.
All right. All right. I don't even know what half these are. The worst. Oh, this is a good one. 708. The worst is when your dad constantly downplays all your life problems. Because it was harder in his day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
That sucks.
All dads do that, right?
They do, yeah. Yeah. That's a dad thing to do. I think that's kind of an imperative to, you have to, if you're a dad, one of the things you take on the dad test is whether or not you can complain about how things were tougher at your time. Right?
Yeah. Right.
All right.
You got it so easy, kid.
773 says the last hour of the cookout. Ooh, that's good. Food is cold. Everything's picked over. Everyone's drunk, and the annoying relative just won't leave.
Hmm.
I've been that relative.
I don't mind the cold food so much because at that point you're like 7-8 beers deep. So.
Yeah, right. But what if you just got there? If you're like the last one, and you were sober still.
Just don't bother going at that point.
At that point, you just got to turn yeah. around.
Wait till next year.
Go through Wendy's.
Yeah.
All right. The worst. Is dreaming of Blackhawk convention tickets on a crappy old drool-encrusted pillow.
That guy really wants those tickets.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing, yeah. This is an interesting. 262 says, the worst is when the village puts this big, ugly, reflective sign with your address on it in the middle of your yard while you're sleeping.
What kind of village do you live in?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's more like a camp than a village. Right? That's no good. Oh, man. 815 says, when my girlfriend's parents didn't teach her how to drive, so I'm stuck teaching her. She's now 20. So he's 22. She's 20.
Just be happy you have a 20-year-old girlfriend, pal.
The worst, 847, I agree with this one. The worst is having pre-assigned seats for a great movie, only to have an unwashed, very large man take the seat next to you. P.U. my question to that, and this really grates on me. This grinds my gears. Was it a packed movie theater? Like, is every seat taken? Because if it's not, and you're in pre-assigned, and somebody sits next to you, that person has a I don't know, has a mental block and how this is supposed to work.
Right.
This, it's like urinals. You don't pee next to the open. If there's a urinal open,
you want a gap.
You gap.
You right. gap.
It's the same at the pre-assigned movie theater. You don't sit next to somebody. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
What you, like you start doing that, then all roll. All bets are off.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I was recently at a quiet little bar having a beer, and then a Tinder date walked in and sat next to me.
Your Tinder date?
An obvious Tinder date sat next to me. I'm just trying to have a beer, and it's just nothing but awkward Tinder date conversation next to me.
Yeah, that sounds oh, and there were, good.
Came, two people came in on a Tinder date and sat next to me at the bar.
I thought you said like a lost
no.
Tinder date. She couldn't find it. I'll sit with this guy. No, so they did. Oh, that's the oh, oh that's yeah. the worst.
It was the worst.
That sounds awful.
You're like, I don't want anything to I do don't with want your it. Small talk. It's just a quiet bar. The worst. That's got to be the worst.
Just like my local tap. Overhearing a Tinder date.
A Tinder date.
Yeah, it's the worst.
All right, Blake, what do you got? You got another one?
Yeah, there's another barbecue one. It's all that's on my mind still.
Yeah.
But when you meet people at barbecues and people want to talk about their job for more than two sentences yeah. without you asking a question, oh, it's so like, good. I'll so give good. You the two sentences and then wait for me to be interested before you keep talking yeah. about it. And
there
if I'm not interested, let me go.
There needs to be yeah. There needs to be a follow-up.
Right.
Yeah.
You get two sentences to say what you do and what you think.
Sure.
And then if Blake does not respond...
Yeah,
stop talking.
You don't
talking.
Get, to, you don't get yeah. to go on with your story. You,
I'll
you don't
probably
get to
change the subject unless yeah. they have some really interesting job, which, you know.
You don't get to ask your usually. Own question.
Right.
Is it hard? Yeah, it's hard.
Right.
Do I so. Like it? Nah, I don't really like it. Right. That's terrible. That is, you're right.
Yeah.
I can't stand
this,
it.
This is becoming like a really good, like, get off the chest etiquette.
Yeah.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
Well, I mean, this time of year, very popular for like women to call it wedding season or something. being 6'4 and big guy, I call it moving season because every weekend I get a text message from an acquaintance. Hey, I'm moving. You want to come help me move, big guy? Hey, big guy, I'll buy you some beer and pizza.
No way, man.
No, I don't want to help you move. Moving is the worst, and we all know that.
Why would any... Well, there's the old... there's the old adage that says you cannot ask your friend to move after 30. Right?
Oh,
if you're after 30 years old, you're out of the game. So maybe you're just coming in.
Yeah, I'm 32, still, so maybe...
Yeah, well, then that's... No, it's bogus.
It's
man.
Bogus,
they can't
yeah.
be asking a 32-year-old to help you move.
No.
At 30, you need to put funds aside.
Yeah.
Right?
You've got to protect
about,
this back.
Yeah, yeah exactly. It's,
yeah.
A, it's a big back.
It's a big back. I only got one of them.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll continue with the worst here on the download. Stay with us. You know, on the worst, we always get the meta text, the ones that are always referencing. So there's good ones. The worst is when I take the time to write a text and it's never read. That's one that just came in. There's a lot about the worst is when I don't have a wallet and I lose my card. Making fun of Pete. Too bad, Pete. Sorry. And then there's always the ones that are like, the worst is when I don't win the prize. Those are usually. And then the fourth kind, which I don't always read, is the ones that are bathroom humor.
Yeah.
You start to, about halfway through the worst, you start to get every text is like, oh, I was running to the bath. The worst is when you're running to the bath. All right. Okay.
The
we
worst
get it.
Starts to go down the toilet.
Yeah. We get it. We get it. We get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's going down. Playing the worst here on the download, 720 WGN Radio. Mike Makings and Blake Burkhart in studio with me tonight. 312-981-7200. We are complaining about all of the worst things in society for prizes. And we got great prizes tonight. We've got a My Pillow, so you can win a pillow. Top that.
Radio. Made in America.
Top that. Commercial music radio station with your six packs of Pepsi and your summer bash tickets. We're giving away a pillow. Also, a pair of tickets to Air Supply with Blood, Sweat, and Tears on July 16th at River Edge Park in Aurora. And then first place going to get you a pair of tickets to 9th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilt. Come on.
Come on.
That's great.
That's going to be great.
That's
Come on.
Awesome.
That's great, isn't
That's
it?
That's awesome.
It's awesome. So awesome. 312-981-7200. Pete Zimmerman, you got another one for us? You want to start us off second half?
You know what the worst? You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
The Facebook algorithm.
Yeah, right?
Why do I have to feel bad about not liking your sunset photo from Michigan on Sunday on Tuesday? I'm seeing tons of things.
Yeah, you're seeing anyone who's showing like today. There's like shots of people with their flags and fireworks, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
What? No. This was for yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Why is it showing up now?
Right. Someone should be fired at Facebook. Your algorithm is just no good.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
All right, Blake, what do you got?
Back to fireworks. I'll never understand the ones that just make a loud noise.
Yeah, right?
There's no visual element to it. Yeah. It's, a firework can be a beautiful thing. It's kind of cool. It's one time a year you see them for like a week or whatever, and then they go away. But just a loud bang, it's like a pleasant sight with like a little whistle, fine. But just like a loud noise for no reason.
Yeah.
Why? And why? Those shouldn't be called fireworks. They should be called something else.
Sound bombs.
Sound bombs. Sound bombs. Perfect.
I agree. Yeah. I wholeheartedly. Every time I see it, it's like kaboom, and you're like, "All right, what am I supposed to do?"
Yeah, who is that fun for?
Yeah,
just hurts your ears. But who enjoys that?
You can feel it in your chest sometimes. Yeah, that scares me.
Yeah. There's nothing like a firework without visuals,
right.
Just sound to make you sort of relate to Iraq. You know, like where you're like, oh, that's automatically you're like, this must be what it's be to live in a war-torn area of the world.
Thanks for these unpleasant feelings.
Yeah,
that
a happy Independence Day.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe, I don't know. Mike, what do you got?
Well, this actually happened to a friend of mine. So it's the worst when he told me. I immediately knew it was the worst. He went home to visit his family and got bored after a few days there. So he found himself at a gentleman's club.
Sure.
But then when he exited, the family car that he brought wouldn't start.
Oh.
So he had to call his mom to come pick him up from, Visions or whatever the place was called.
Hey, Mom, at Visions again.
Just at this bar called Visions.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Car not starting overall is the worst, but adding that to the parking
adding
lot,
the layer of
where they're like, you got to go, you can't keep it here.
Yeah.
I got to get a tow truck. My mom's coming to get me. No, that's not a good excuse. You got to go. Oh, that's terrible. All right, 312-981-7200. The worst is going on the Wendella for the fireworks and getting stuck on there for an hour and a half after no good reason. I shouldn't even have read that one because it just seems like, that's more of a better business thing than a worst. You know what I mean? Like, that's what Yelp is for, or Facebook.
Right.
The worst is going on Yelp at all.
At all.
The worst is going on Facebook to write a review of something. Right. I don't think I've ever done that in my life where I'm like, oh, I'm going to, you know what? I had a bad, I don't think I would do that. Let's see. The worst is gluten-free pool noodles. What a ripoff. That's a joke. Get it? Pool noodles, like the pool noodles. They're not real food, but they're almost because of noodles. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I didn't know we were trying out jokes. The worst is when they try out jokes. That's good. All right. The worst, 224 says, the worst is when you match with somebody on Tinder and they ghost you for no apparent reason.
Oh, sorry, bro.
So what does that mean? So does that mean that they ghost you entirely? Like you're like you start to chat.
They can unmatch you, flat out unmatch you, and then bye bye.
So they're
but I don't know if they stayed matched and then now she's just not responding.
That's probably what's happening.
But he was probably too aggressive based on that comment. She probably
or it's
had
the other way
right
around. This could
him.
Be a woman who's like, no.
I mean, isn't that just like dating overall? Sometimes people just don't call you back.
Yeah.
Get over with. That's
get
not the worst.
It.
Come on.
That's right. That's not the worst.
Yeah.
That's actually probably good.
It's a bad feeling, but come on.
Yeah.
You should go through that like 100 times.
Listen, 224, we've all felt it. We're with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel better.
Hang in there.
I mean, you just matched her on a cell phone. Like, it's not like you had a real emotional bond with this woman.
That's a great point.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about it.
I put in the tiniest bit of effort and didn't get a great result.
I think that's another good one for debatable. Let's get back in there and see what emotional toll this
ghosting. Debatable.
It's debatable. All right. 262 says, the worst is when you're invited for a nice dinner at a coworker's in-laws and his sister-in-law sits a little too close. Wow.
There's a lot of characters in this one.
I don't know who that person is.
It's just turned into like a word problem, like a math problem. Yeah. This train going 60 miles per hour. A dinner at co-workers' in-laws. Okay. So the co-worker's married, so this would be their parents. And then the sister-in-law, which would be the brother's
wife?
Just wind up talking
it's the co-worker's spouse's family.
Yeah, it's the co-worker's spouse's family.
And then her brother's wife.
Right. Sat too close.
I'd love it if the wife is listening now and she's like, that sounds like it's about me.
This is, wait, am I the sister-in-law to the co-worker? Yeah.
She's like, wait a minute. Jeff came and he's
this is a brain teaser. This is silly.
The worst is just trying to decipher who that person is.
Wow, that was pretty great. 773 says the worst is when people set up their chairs like five people back on the lawns at movies in the park or at music in the parks. Five people back. Do they mean like five
rows?
Five rows back?
I don't know.
I know there's some worst in that.
Yeah.
Because that's an etiquette issue where
there's
every
definitely
time you're
some
there,
bad etiquette at movies in the park.
Oh, or like when you go to an outdoor festival and they bring like the Last Supper worth of food and drink and set up the table and everything. That just drives me crazy. I'm like, you couldn't get a bag of pita chips?
Yeah.
Right.
We can all put our hands into pita chips and also like have some plastic wine. Glasses and the bag of wine. You know what I mean? Like, that's old school.
Eating away your sadness at the Blues Fest.
Uh, 708. The worst is being a newlywed and having all your friends and family ask you when you're going to get pregnant. Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
That's bad. That's
leave
the
me
worst.
Alone.
Leave me alone. First off, leave me alone. Right? Second, what do you care?
What do you care?
Right.
Are you invested in this? Even as like a grandparent who would have minor investment in it. What do you care? Calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, did they get married at 50? Is she 50? And they're like, okay, you have 6 months to figure out what you want to do. Right? I never liked that. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. 773 wants to know what's a Tinder date.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. You're better off without it. Yeah. You'll just get ghosted.
630 says the people who come in 2 minutes before close are the worst.
Yeah, good service industry.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of that. A
lot of that.
There was one.
I think
there's one that won last week or the week before about like the putting the fingers in the cup. What was that? Like, oh man, it's gross. It was something that someone. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but. This is a front runner right here. 214. Here's the worst. Footnotes. It's true. Absolutely true.
I do appreciate simplicity, you know.
No, I like that. That's a winner for me.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
That's at least a pillow right there.
The internet doesn't use footnotes. Books got to catch up.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just got to fly without a net. That's essentially get rid of the footnote. I don't care where it's from. Everything I read to be truth. So, you know what? Just make sure it's true.
I'm with that, too.
All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, what's the worst? You there, Mark?
No, I'm Mike.
Oh, Mike. I'm sorry, Mike. Sorry, I got you.
Oh,
Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, what's the worst?
The worst I have is when you start a sentence and so.
And so.
And then they continue on with it, movie stars. President candidates and all of them.
And so there
and
I was.
So and then finish.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks, Mike. That's good.
But that hurts me.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. And so I went to the store, right? Great. You're continuing your life story. That's great that you're continuing your life story. 620, and this isn't referencing Mike at all because I screwed up his name. But I think 620 is referencing to earlier. The worst is when callers aren't ready to be on the air when the host goes through.
Yeah. Little lag time there.
Yeah. But that was not his fault because that was my fault because it says Mark and I read Mark. Should have said Mike. The worst is when you get to get change from the corner store and the bus for the bus and you come out just as the bus rolls by.
Yeah. That's bad.
There's probably no more rage inducing moment. When you feel like you're wronged by the CTA.
Oh, yeah. Or when you've been waiting for 15 minutes and see three go by on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm. That's a wrong.
Can't we space this? Right. One of those should turn around.
I honestly feel like there's nothing more like rage-inducing. If you feel like you're wronged as a person by mass transit, Yeah. You really, like, that's the one thing where you, like, you feel like the world's against you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're at a stop, at a bus stop, right out here on Michigan Avenue, you're like, oh, here comes the bus. I've been waiting. And that bus, like, looks you right in the eye and keeps rolling. That's when you're like, yeah. It turns into a Rage Against the Machine song.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
ah! Yeah.
You get those ones on the L, you're waiting, like, especially like at night, yep, when we leave, you know, you're waiting for a long time, and all of a sudden you see the lights and like, oh, this is great, finally, and then not in service. You know, yep, zips right by.
This train is running express.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Or how about when you're on the train and then they just go, we're running express all the way to Clark and Lake. And then it'll give you a chance to get off, and you needed to get off at, like, Belmont. Then you got to get on the train going the other way.
All of these are great examples of being wronged.
Wronged by the CTA.
When you are wronged by mass transit in general. The airport, too, you know, that's mass transit.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you feel like you personally have been wronged, it just it clicks something where you're like, this will not stand. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll read the rest of them we've got, and then give away some prizes. Stay with us. It's the worst here. 312-981-7200. Susan, what's the worst, Susan?
You're waiting at Belmont to go north on a Brown Line, and by mistake you grab an Evanston Express.
I know exactly what you were going to say. When you said north, the worst is when you're on northbound, I'm like, Purple Line. Yep. I've done that. Then you got to go all the way to Howard, right?
Right.
That is the worst. But the good news now, I feel like I did that 5 times before cell phones. At least with your cell phone now,
you can track them a little
you
bit.
You can just check Facebook while you're stuck on that train.
Yeah.
Because it's above ground. Back in my day, Susan, you would have to just sit there.
Just look at the other riders.
Yeah, look out the window at all the porches.
But if you're going to work, you're really going to be late.
Yeah, that's true if you're going to work.
All right, well, thanks.
Thanks, Susan. All right, let's go back to the... but she's right. That's getting on the wrong train.
Yeah.
I think I told Pete this story one time. My buddy Adam. Halloween party up in Morse, at the old Morseland. He gets on the red line to go south, falls asleep, ends up at 95th Street.
Oof.
Right? Goes all the way back. He was only going 2 stops to Addison. Sleeps it all the way back to Howard.
Howard.
And then comes back. And in the process, got his wallet cut out of his pants.
Yeah.
Like he was that passed out that somebody went underneath the seat and cut the lining and
that's
pulled it out.
That's happened to my friend,
yeah. Wow.
What's going on?
You remember Kyle Casey? That happened to Kyle Casey.
Oh, gosh.
Scary.
Kyle. Come on, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle. Take care of yourself,
together.
Man.
You should not be that loaded on a train.
This was years ago.
Yeah. Oh, then it's acceptable. Yeah. Sorry, years ago is a different. You drink more and pass out more. All right. The worst is when you make a chore schedule for your family and you get back from vacation and realize it's your week to do the dishes. That is true. All right. This one. I like this one a lot. This one was sent earlier. Having two kids in camp, they're 312, having two kids in camp and washing towels and bathing suits every single day is the worst. Yes, that is the worst. I know you guys don't have kids, but I'm telling you, Blake, I'm telling you, Mike, the idea that you are in camp and you have to go swimming, you got to clean that. And the idea that it's every day, how do you keep up? I don't understand how society has not adjusted to camp swimming trunks. There should be disposable or something.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. That one, that hits close to home.
Yeah, that's where I would consider just buying 20 swimsuits for my kid.
That's why they should
new
be like
one every
three,
day, buddy.
Yeah, they should be like $3, but they're not. They're like $14.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is, it's $15 a day. So you're dropping $100. That's no good. the worst is, this is weird. 224. The worst is having to leave 5 minutes before your name is pulled for an around the world trip for two when the winner needed to be present.
Oh. Did that happen to that guy? That's terrible.
Oh, no.
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking? I might have to replace one of our top three with that one there.
That's pretty bad.
That's bad.
That's good, yeah.
That's bad.
That's good. That happened to, my buddy Nick, we were at a bar and they were giving away Bears playoff tickets. and he was too drunk, and there was a raffle that you had to be there, and he left. Oh, and I couldn't believe it when they called his name. I was so mad.
Why'd you say, you couldn't say
I should have. I should have just gone up and said, I'm Nick.
Right.
But I didn't think that quickly.
Okay, there's a lot more. I mean, it's such good. Some real serious ones here at the end. Sequels. 312. Sequels are the worst. All right.
Usually that's true.
Usually.
The worst is getting invited in. Come on, this one's terrible. I don't even read this stuff. 708. The worst is getting invited in after the first date, and then she has cockroaches. Right? That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
The worst construction pretty much all the way. But I would say this. You know what? You're not living with her.
Right.
You know, it's just a kind of a...
Well, and is it her specific apartment or the building? Because if the building's got them, there's nothing you can do.
That's right. So, you know, the more I'm just kind of... We're kind of pulling back the worst. I'd say it's not the worst.
It's debatable.
It's debatable. Yeah. All right. All right. I may change one of them here. I really like this.
I think so.
Yeah. Don't you? This one here is going to go in.
Give that guy a pillow.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's give away the top three here tonight here on the download. I think I might have enough to give four. I'm just going to look at this thing. All right. So third place, as we said, is a MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. Second place is going to be a pair of tickets to Air Supply with Blood, Sweat, and Tears on July 16th at River Edge Park in Aurora. Hear the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s that were the soundtrack to your favorite moments. Get tickets online at RiverEdgeAurora.com or call 630-896-6666. And first place is going to get you a pair of tickets to the 9th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel on July 15th through July 17th. Are we ready? Third place, we have a tie.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to give away two pillows.
You giving away two pillows?
Yeah.
You're feeling generous tonight, aren't you?
You know what? I just feel like that's
it. That's very nice.
312's having two kids in camp and washing towels and bathing suits every single day is the worst. I'm with you. For all the people who have two kids in camp, swim trunks, society has not caught up to that pain.
I would have given that one first place, Justin.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Wow.
Martyr, yeah. See? Thank you, buddy. Yeah. That's exactly what when I saw that, I'm like, I know that pain. And there needs to be more. And that is tied with third place, which is the worst, having to leave 5 minutes before your name is pulled for an around-the-world trip for two when the winner needed to be present. The reason that's third place and not automatically first place is we can't verify it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those where you're like, yeah, it could have happened, could not, but you're going to get a MyPillow for that pain.
At least you're going to sleep well.
All right, second place, and this is another one that is close to home for a lot of people who are newlyweds. Second place, you can go to Air Supply with Blood, Sweat, and Tears when no one's going to bother you there. The worst is being a newlywed and having all your friends and family ask when you're going to get pregnant. Who cares? Back off, right?
It's my life.
It's my life.
I'm going to go see Air Supply.
Do I need to send you the Bon Jovi song, It's My Life? Yeah. Will you understand it?
Air Supply concert, though, may be a good place to get pregnant. Just saying.
At the concert?
Too much of a stretch? Right after? I don't know. They got soothing
maybe
music.
2 days later.
Yeah.
I'm recounting all the great memories from the songs. Oh, my God. You remember that Air Supply song?
Yeah.
All right. And first place from 214, the worst. Footnotes.
Boom.
Boom. You're going to the Blackhawks convention for that one.
Sweet. Yeah.
Good work. Good work. All right. Blake Burkhart is at Comedians You Should Know. It's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at Timothy O'Toole, 622 North Fairbanks, comediansyoushouldknow.com. You can also check him out at Endorca's Comedy Review every second Friday at 8 o'clock at Endorca's in Pilsen. Mike Makings is hosting at the Comedy Bar, the open mic, which is every Wednesday, and he's also got a couple of dates in July where he's going to be hosting on the weekends.
Last weekend of July.
There you go. Mike, Blake, thanks so much for being in, guys.
All right, man. Thank you. Yeah.
That's going to do it tonight for the download. Coming up next, Patty Vasquez. Pretty late with Patty Vasquez. The worst is when you're in a closed-door meeting with the boss who tells you always think you're the smartest guy in the room. And you respond, because I usually am. And then you realize it's just you and the boss in the office. So dumb.
Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Was that my outside voice?
Lots of good stuff tonight. I will get. Someone just said the worst was those picks for the winners, but I'm like, I don't think so, man. You have not lived You've not gone through the seven circles of hell when you have a kid in camp, not to mention two.
Oh, the sunscreen alone is brutal.
It's true.
I mean, I buy the crap by the gross. I go through the whole damn thing in 1 week.
All right, coming up tomorrow, Martin Starr is going to be on the show. We're excited for that. Martin Starr from Silicon Valley.
Cool.
Also from Freaks and Geeks. That'll be a good show to have him. Also, Greg Hall from Goose Island. Virtue Cider will be here as well.